At 8:45, you are listening to Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Leah Fleming. Georgia's COVID-19 data dashboard is an important tool to understand how the virus has spread throughout the state. It's also been used to justify easing of restrictions and the gradual reopening of the state's economy. But several questions linger over where the data comes from and how it should be interpreted after several high-profile mistakes and errors. Joining me now to talk about all of this is GPB's Stephen Fowler. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Leah.
So let's start with the latest news. The Columbus Ledger-Enquirer reported last night that the state's COVID-19 test totals are inflated by adding antibody tests to the number of coronavirus tests. How does that change the picture of Georgia's data?
Well, Leah, apparently for the last month or so, the Department of Public Health has been adding in these antibody tests to the total test category. Antibody testing can tell if you were infected with a coronavirus in the past. The bulk of the testing done now at different sites throughout the state is to see if you currently have the coronavirus. Also, these antibody tests aren't counted in the confirmed cases category. As our colleague Grant Blankenship reports, that gives this sort of false illusion that there are more tests being done with less positive cases.
So, Stephen, this is not the only error or confusion about Georgia's data. What other problems and questions have arisen?
Well, most recently, over the weekend, they apologized because they did add and then subtract a number of positive cases because they included those antibody tests in that number. We've also had test totals randomly disappear. Graphs have weird axes to say that there were cases looking back to 1970 and missing deaths. The big one that garnered national attention over the last week or so was actually a smaller, lesser-known graph embedded on one of the tabs. Last week, they had the top five counties by cases per day over a 15-day span to show where COVID-19 was happening the most. One of the problems is that none of those 15 days were in chronological order, and the counties weren't even in the same location within each day. So it gave this impression that in the hardest hit counties over the two-week period prior, things were constantly going down, and that was not the case. Not a day goes by without there being some sort of gap, Leah, and that is concerning.
Yeah, this data has guided public decision-making by politicians and by us, people who are making everyday decisions as to how to re-engage in the public space during this pandemic. Can we trust this data?
Yes, with some big asterisks. With people obsessively tracking the changes in the data, any sort of change or drop-off is noticeable. So I talked to J.C. Bradbury. He's an economics professor at Kennesaw State University who's been analyzing this data. He says that Georgia's problem may be there's too much data and information and not enough explaining what those charts actually mean.
So there's a lot of bells and whistles there rather than focusing on sort of being consistent, being clear. You know, the hard part is gathering the numbers. The easy part should be reporting them.
Gathering all of this data, the state is getting it from testing sites and hospitals and health departments and all these other sources. But even if all of that data comes in and is complete and is formatted the same way, the way it's being displayed right now is lacking the sort of context and explanation and makes it seem like there is a definite decrease happening. Bradbury says when that happens without this guidance, people start to infer things about coronavirus that might not be correct.
So what should people be looking for when we look at this data?
Well, averages are always better than single data points, especially because there's usually a drop-off in weekends and sometimes there's big testing sites. Also, there's county-level data, so if you look at how your specific county is doing, you can see just how much is happening within the county. It's also important to note that Georgia is testing a lot more people, so there will be more raw cases, but we need to see how that tracks with the total number of tests to see how much the infection is spreading.
Finally, it's been about 3 weeks since Governor Kemp has eased up on coronavirus restrictions in Georgia. Can we say with certainty, looking at the data, that the decision has led to a surge or a drop in cases?
Well, Leah, no. It is still too early to tell if the reopening has led to a spike in cases or even a decline. Here's another odd thing about Georgia's data. The DPH assigns positive cases to the case over time graph based on the earliest symptoms somebody shows, not the day the test is reported. So there could be 500 positive tests reported in one day, and only a few of them would actually show up there. The rest would be backfilled over the last few weeks. And there's a lag when somebody gets tested and gets the results too, so we really can't know the true impact of the virus until a couple weeks down the road.
All right. We've been speaking with GPB's political reporter, Stephen Fowler. Thank you so much for joining us live this morning to explain all of this.
Thank you.
Coming up, we've got the Marketplace Morning Report right here on GPB and streaming right now at gpbnews.org.